Are you there, Satan? It's me, Madison. It's not true that your life flashes before your eyes when you die. At least not all of it.
Meet Maddie Spencer, or to be exact, Madison Desert Flower Rosa Parks Coyote Trickster Spencer, a frankly ridiculous name that she takes great pains to hide. She's 13, brainy, a little dumpy, and very, very dead.
And yes, while the dead do miss everything and everybody, they don't hang around the earth forever.
Maddie is the unlikely heroine of Chuck Palahniuk's new novel, Damned. It's a coming-of-age story whose main characters can't actually age because they are, in fact, in hell. Chuck Palahniuk joins me now from Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Rebecca.
So Maddie has a whole lot of names, most of them a little absurd. Tell me about her and her parents who saddled her with that moniker.
Maddie is the child of two very famous people, a movie star and a kind of internet billionaire whiz kid. And she is the result of all of the different phases of their lives that they thought would save them. And so she is the product of former hippies, former beatniks, former Scientologists, former Reaganites, former everything. And now she's dead.
You know, you are so often identified with Generation X, especially after Fight Club came out and it was hailed as sort of the voice of Gen X. And I assumed you'd grow weary of that comparison, that, you know, you'd hope your work transcends generations. But you seem to really own Gen X in this book. I mean, you make all these Breakfast Club and Judy Blume references.
Breakfast Club, Judy Blume, but also Dante's Inferno and Jonathan Swift. And more and more, it will be Charles Darwin and The Voyage of the Beagle.
So it's just allusions all over the place, not specifically to mid-80s and after-school special good feelings.
Well, to some extent, it is a mid-80s after-school special, because for Madison, for someone who's 13, these really are the classic romances of her generation. They're what maybe Casablanca was for my generation. But beyond that, it is just an overall love of books. And one of the defining themes throughout the book is Madison seeing herself as this fantastic Rebecca de Winter, over-the-top heroine, something from Daphne du Maurier or something from Jane Austen. And so much of the book is Madison's references to these other very classic gothic Jane Eyre-type books.
The Breakfast Club comes up again and again because these characters that Maddie journeys through hell with represent the same icons as represented in that movie. And, you know, it made me think about that movie differently. I never really sort of saw the no exit elements of Breakfast Club, about them all being trapped in this limbo land of detention. I think I need to go rewatch it now.
It does have that kind of ship of fools contained circumstance where it is like Sartre's No Exit, where people have to deal with their issues together. They have to expose themselves and kind of exhaust themselves. Hell is a place where people go to forget their attachments, to in a way really focus and fixate on who they were and really exhaust their stories about why they were important in the world, and then to forget those stories before moving on to something else.
I'm speaking with author Chuck Palahniuk. His new novel is Damned. It takes place in hell. The book takes place in hell. You've got all of these great details about the way hell works. I particularly loved the hierarchy of candy, that things like Milky Way bars are valuable, and then there's, you know, the wax lips and the popcorn balls that people just discard all over the floor.
Candy is the currency of hell. And if you want to get anything done, you've got to provide the certain amounts of the right kind of candy. And that Halloween serves as a function of kind of fundraising for hell. Everyone in hell goes back to Earth for a few hours every Halloween for the purpose of harvesting candy and bringing it back to hell so that they have something to spend in the coming year.
And they spend it on things like getting a better assignment in the telemarketing phone bank, because telemarketers are, of course, from hell.
They are. And that's kind of the backstory of all of this, is that I was writing the book in the year that I was taking care of my mother while she had lung cancer. And her house was just such a quiet, isolated house. And it was basically just an older woman dying of cancer and a middle-aged man writing a book about a kid in hell. And every once in a while, the phone would ring, and it would be a telemarketer. And it was kind of sweet and wonderful to have these connections to the outside world that were just about something banal like toothpicks or or what brand of shampoo do you buy? And so my mother and myself would both kind of clamor to get the phone to have some connection to the outside world.
Before we get too warm and fuzzy about this, I have to say there's a lot of your description of hell that is just frankly gross. I mean, at one point, my 10-year-old son was reading over my shoulder and I had to tell him to knock it off because it was so inappropriate. Although I suppose in some ways it's kind of the hell that a 10-year-old might imagine. But it's really just, ew, a lot of it.
Well, you know, a lot of that comes from when I'm on tour and I travel to cities that have a very large hotel. These hotels now have what they call an author suite, a couple. And I love that these rooms, because one wall is always covered by the autographed books of everyone who has stayed in that room. And that you know that on such and such a date, Paula Deen slept in that bed, and David Sedaris slept in that bed, and Jane Fonda slept in that bed. And so I find myself combing through these author suites, trying to find the stray hairs of Ann Coulter or the fingernail clippings of John Grisham, and pulling back the bed sheets, the mattress pad, and finding out just exactly who the bedwetter was. And just this juxtaposition of the very physical, the very sort of corrupt body parts of people next to their thoughts, their kind of most cerebral higher selves against that wall. And that juxtaposition is so fascinating.
Which makes me think hell is not quite as distant as one might imagine.
No, and all of these little aspects of ourselves that we think are resolved are still lingering somewhere, you know, waiting to be discovered.
Author Chuck Palahniuk, his new novel is Damned. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.